Good morning, Albuquerque. Welcome back to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. I am your host, Sean Boccaccini, and I'm very excited to introduce you to a few local businesses today. We want you to know that Go Local Boom is sponsored by Rocketbox SEO and Web Design. They really love helping local businesses get found online and have better rankings and certainly beautiful websites. So they sponsor our show and they help support all of these local businesses. Go Local Boom being advertising directory, Albuquerque's only free advertising directory, which comes with a ton of support on social media and other mediums. We send you a clip of your interview after you're on the show, and you can use that for marketing purposes. A lot of great resources involved. Please tell your friends about it and give Rocketbox SEO a call if you need some help with web design or search engine optimization. If you don't know what search engine optimization is, you should probably give them a call because they can help you understand how valuable it is for your business. Their number is 505-453-9595. I am with my co-host this week, Patty Farmer. So lovely to have you back again.
Oh, I love being here.
Tell everybody what you do and why you love being here.
What I do is I do marketing. I live and breathe strategy. That's really what my game is. So what I really do is to help people to master, market, and monetize their business. Because if you don't know how to monetize your business, you just have a message.
Yeah, and that's why Go Local Boom is a perfect fit for you. You are coming in here as my co-host to support me, as my co-host is my normal co-host. My business partner is doing some other things for the business. And you get to use this as a value add to your existing book of business, your friends in the community, people who you know really need this support, and we get to promote Social Media Day Albuquerque, which is an event that we're both working on. We're very excited about. We'll talk more about that a little bit later, but you know, again, the whole Go Local Boom mission and movement is to get businesses in here, local community groups, schools, you know, anybody that wants to come in and tell Albuquerque how awesome they are and why. As long as they're not a big box franchise, then they've got access to all of these resources. So thank you for supporting us, Patty. It's great to have you.
We love it.
Okay, Sharon, our first guest from Big Brothers Big Sisters. Tell everybody your position at Big Brothers and Big Sisters and what y'all do.
Well, thank you. I am the Chief of Marketing and Outreach for Big Brothers Big Sisters of Central New Mexico. And our business is really helping kids grow up and have better lives. And so what we do is we match adult mentors with children, usually ages 6 to about 18, with a mentor that can help them overcome any adversity that they may be experiencing. And for me, I always like to say as New Mexico is one of the lowest ranking states for child well-being, every child in New Mexico is facing some type of adversity, even if that's just having to navigate themselves through our public education system or through a lot of the kids we serve are being raised by single parents or have had some incidents that have happened in their lives that just having another adult there to talk with them and to help them could really help.
I agree fully. I love what you guys do, and I'm excited to finally have you in here. Go Local Boom is a perfect partner for you, so hopefully people that listen to the show and follow our page can get involved, because it's always been a challenge for you guys to get the amount of support that you need, especially for these young men. Right. So now that we've got everyone excited about what you do, why don't you tell them how they can reach out to you?
So the best way to reach out to us is to go to our webpage, and our webpage is BBBS for Big Brothers Big Sisters -CNM for Central New Mexico, or you can just Google Big Brothers Big Sisters Albuquerque and it'll pop up. So
good work on your SEO.
I was going to say that.
Otherwise, you can also call us. I know there are some folks that aren't as functional with the internet, and you can always call us at 505-837-9223. We have people that man the phones 8 hours a day, 6 days a week. So
one of the struggles that we're going to talk about in your interview is that, and I guess, so you always need help, more help supporting young men than you do young women. You, of course, you're always going to need help, you know, from the women in the community to support their little sisters. But you know, you need less engagement with them because they're more inclined to reach out. And this is pretty predominant in the nonprofit industry. The majority of donors and people that engage nonprofits, are the decision maker of the household. And that's typically mom,
women.
Right?
Yeah.
It's typically mom. And so mom knows a lot lot more about what's going on and makes more time to engage in these kind of things. And, you know, they say the rule when it comes to nonprofit support or donation is most people give because they are asked to. And I know that in my home, usually I do chores because I am asked to, right? There are a lot of different things around the house that go on that I wouldn't even pay attention to if it wasn't for the fact that my wife brought it to my attention.
Right.
And we've worked out our communication over time. So what we want to appeal to, you know, our female listeners today, if you guys are engaged in some kind of nonprofit support, would you mind giving a nudge to your male family members, that you know, your sons, your grandsons, your nephews, your husbands, your brothers, whoever it is that you can, you know, exercise a little influence over, have them reach out to Big Brothers Big Sisters, because it's really important that we get more men in our community to engage this organization. So Sharon, tell us why that's important.
Why that's important is we have, for in our agency, boys come into our agency, 7 out of 10 of the kids that want a big, as we call them, or a mentor, are boys. And unfortunately, we don't have that
so
same
70% of the clients that you serve are male.
Exactly.
Wow.
But yet only 30% of the volunteers who walk in our door are men. And generally when men make the decision, they enjoy doing the work. But it's getting them in the door, getting them through the process that really is that frightening thing for them. And I think, you know, women are caregivers, and it's not hard for us to say, oh, well, I'll be matched up with a girl, I'll find things to do. And I think for men, it's a little bit more like, what would I do with this kid who's not mine? Would I end up being a father figure to them? And for most of our volunteers, they find, you know what, it's just like having a friend. It's like having your guy friend that you go and you do things. You may go watch a baseball game, you may go to the basketball game, you may go play one-on-one together, or, you know, throw a football. I know a lot of our bigs who have brought their little brothers out to do their honey-do list. Mm-hmm. So they've learned valuable skills, like how do we change the oil on the car?
Fix the swamp cooler at home?
Other things, you know, I had a big brother who one of his mother was getting older, and so they would go to his mother's house and, you know, fix the fence or fix a plumbing issue, learn how to drain the sink, which a lot of boys nowadays don't ever really get to do. And so it was those hands-on things. And I was watching a program that basically said, when men get together, they do things together. And that's all we're asking our volunteers who get matched with a big brother or a little brother to do, is to go and do something with them. You need an excuse to go fishing at Tingley Beach, or do you need an excuse to go on a long bike ride? Get a little brother. They really appreciate it, and it will change their life forever.
Yeah, this is a really exciting opportunity. I'm going to sign up. I'm going to make the commitment right now. I've been looking for a new service commitment. It's important. I believe that success is my duty in business, but once I experience some level of success and financial independence, it's also important for me to give back. And I also believe that my success is directly relative to the amount of service that I engage, the amount of work that I do to improve the quality of lives of other people. Maybe I'm unique, but I would really appreciate and value the opportunity to mentor a young person, because I know that I am the person that I am. You know, anybody ever says they're self-made? That's nonsense. Nobody's self-made.
Oh, for sure.
You
are unique.
We all had help along the way, right?
Absolutely.
And so I'm always looking for mentors in business and in my life, and I've got strong men around me that've got more life experience and more business experience than I do, and also some younger men around me that motivate me to work harder because I mentor them, you know?
Right.
And so this is a perfect fit for me. You never know what kind of relationship or opportunity could come from it, and I'm going to commit to get involved today. So hopefully we can get some of our listeners to do that as well. Again, in business, I don't know if I'm unique in the respect that I am constantly seeking somebody to teach me something. And I always want to teach something as well. I'm the consummate student, though. And I believe it makes me a better teacher when I'm so hungry to learn. And it's worked out pretty well for me so far. I'm doing all right. And I'd like to be able to share that with a young person.
Well, and any business book that you read, you know, how to get ahead, one of the first things they always find yourself a mentor,
find a
right?
Mentor. Yep.
And so how is it any different for our young people?
Mm-hmm.
And for us, you know, we have our traditional community-based program, which was what I was just talking about, where it's like you get to go out and just do things together. But we also, about 4 years ago, started our high school mentoring program called Mentor 2.0, where it really is a structured mentoring program.
My stepson is involved in Mentor 2.0. He's a junior at Amy Beale High School. And so I can see a lot of value in bringing him with me and our little, you know, mm-hmm. to do things like fishing and baseball. It'll give us a reason, you know, to do more stuff like that. We're running out of time, okay. Sharon. Tell everybody about the 60 Men in 60 Days program.
So our goal, our recruitment campaign is called 60 Men in 60 Days, and our goal is to recruit 60 new men to be matched with either a Mentor 2.0 student or our community base where they can go out and do things together. And our goal is between June 15th and August 14th to recruit these 60 men who will be there and part of our agency. We are looking to match about 500 kids this year. And so 60 is not that many. And if you're one of those 60, please volunteer today. You can go to our website, Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Central New Mexico, or you can call us at 505-837-9223.
So Vincent will, my business partner will be back in the country at the end of the week. I think we're going to work on some kind of campaign to engage the men in our community, in our circle of influence that we know, and get them involved. Our producer, Mike, is looking at me sideways. I think he's going to have to be one of the people that we recruit as well. You know, it may be an investment in time, but it's a worthy investment that will generate a return. I'm excited about this. I'm glad that we met today. It's good to finally have you guys on the show. You should come back anytime. Come back in a couple of months and tell us how the 60 Men in 60 Days initiative went, and see what more we need to do.
Will do. Thank you.
Okay, great. Give everybody your contact information one more time quickly.
It's bbbs-cnm.org or Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Central New Mexico, 505-837-9223.
Folks, you are listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. Please reach out to Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and we'll be right back. We are back. Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL is doing our best to promote local businesses, and we want to be sure that you know what Go Local Boom is. Albuquerque's only free online advertising directory, which helps to promote local businesses in every capacity. We love nonprofits and community groups and other media people. We just market people. That's what we do, right, Patty?
That's right, and we love marketing and strategy.
Everybody should love marketing strategy if they have anything to do with business, but not everybody is awesome at it, so we set them up for success. A lot of free resources come with Go Local Boom and GoLocalBoom.com, and that's why we've got you here, because you are a marketing magician, and really appreciate you bringing these wonderful guests on the show these last few weeks. Thank you for being here.
It's great to be here.
Okay, so our second guest this morning is Monica Myers. She is a licensed realtor with Coldwell Banker Legacy, one of the biggest, if not the biggest, realty team in the market. They've got a lot of good things going over there.
Yes, they do.
Well, thank you for joining us this morning.
My pleasure.
Okay, so we've got our fair share of realtors in the market, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So tell everybody who's listening, because, you know, one of the things that makes this industry great is sometimes word of mouth referrals can make a person's business entirely. And those good jobs done are always, you know, those attaboys or accolades that you all get from clients that you satisfy are good. But sometimes people don't know anybody that's used or had a good experience with a realtor. And so they might hear about you on this show and so on. So tell us what makes you different than most realtors?
Well, my background is commercial real estate. So, and I've been doing that for a while. And I decided to get into the residential real estate because it's just so much more rewarding to work with somebody achieve their dreams. It's just so much more personal. And for me, it's really about finding the perfect match.
And so do you feel that it seems as though the majority of the people that you work with have never purchased a home before?
No, not true. They have, but it might have been once.
And maybe not the dream home.
Maybe not the dream home. Maybe it was their starter home, and it might have been 5-6 years ago. Things have certainly changed in the real estate market since then. So it just, you know, whether you're an experienced home buyer or a flipper or a brand new person to the home buying experience, I work with all of them.
Wonderful.
And we make it a great experience.
Wonderful. Okay, good. So Coldwell Banker, how long have you been a part of that team, and why are they the best team in town?
I've been with Coldwell Banker a little over almost 2 years. And when I went to look at the real estate, residential real estate market, they were the one I picked. For me, it's all about branding.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody knows that big blue sign.
Well, they've been doing a great job for a long time. And the people that started the team do a really good job. They're good people. I know them myself as well. And you guys are always the team that I refer to or endorse. I don't have a realtor that I worked with directly.
Oh.
But you know, my aunt used to be in the industry. And she, you know, back when the Vaughn Company had, you know, their little snafu, she moved over to your team as well. So you guys are the ones that I always refer because, like you said, brain integrity. Integrity and recognition. You guys do a great job.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We're really happy to be a part of that.
And I would like to say that she is my realtor. So you said you don't have one. She absolutely is my realtor. And she won my business because she wasn't my realtor in the beginning. I had another realtor.
Uh-huh.
She literally won my business the old-fashioned way, right, by building a relationship with me. And I really do love that just this past year she even won an award. She's that good.
What's the award that she won, Monica?
Being new to the Coldwell Banker and new to the residential real estate arena, I won a rookie award for Coldwell Banker.
Congratulations.
Out of, you know, in sales. And since there's only about 400 of us that work for Coldwell Banker, I was kind of proud about that.
That's an exciting accolade. Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely. Congratulations on your success. Yeah, they have such a great sense of team dynamic and morale over there. So I'm
they
sure it makes it that much easier when you love what you do and who you work with.
Oh, yeah.
So, Patty, tell us a little bit more about your relationship with Monica, because I know she's one of the participants of our event that's coming up, Social Media ABQ.
Yes, so she will be at Social Media ABQ. She was the first person that I went to and said, I really want you to be a part of this because of the relationship that we have built, not just from real estate. You know, a realtor knows your town, right? So
right.
She is a great resource, whether you're buying a house at that moment or not. And at that moment, I already had another realtor, and she was so phenomenal about not wanting to step on her toes, which I thought in this market sounds really, really great, right? She continued to just provide resources and all types of other things, where I should go from a networking point of view, who I needed to know. And we just built a relationship. And then I just knew that I had to work with her. She was the one.
That's pretty exciting. And she's going to be involved in the event in what capacity? Did I miss that? I'm sorry.
She's going to be a vendor. And I asked her if she would bring her favorite mortgage person with her. So that way we would have them both right there in case anybody wanted to know what was happening in the market.
That's pretty exciting. So a wealth of knowledge. So speaking of which, tell us what's happening in the market. What's going on with New Mexico real estate?
New Mexico real estate is seeing the best quarters since we've seen since 2007. Winter of 2015 was the big turnaround, and it just keeps getting better and better. Springtime is the hottest time in this market. It's always a seller's market at that point in time.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as summer comes along, we do have a little bit more inventory, so it'll even out. We don't get the big swings, the crazy swings like Phoenix and Vegas do. We're pretty steady in our own little world, and we have, you know, little ups and little downs.
The highs aren't too high and the lows aren't too low.
Oh, thank goodness, no.
Land of enchantment.
And
so that helps then in your industry.
It does help. It does help because people have a tendency not to get upside down in their investment.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're still seeing a lot of people digging out from their investment that they made in 2007. Prices are not quite back up to there, but they're getting there slowly.
Wonderful. And, you know, we talk about the subprime market and the crash in 2008. How have things changed since then?
Well, the mortgage industry got a little crazy and really tightened up.
Yes to that.
And tightened up their reins really hard. It was hard to get a mortgage. We're seeing things loosen up a little bit. Some great new programs. We've got wonderful new programs for first-time home buyers. $500 down, no PMI. I mean, that's huge.
What's PMI?
PMI is mortgage insurance, which can add, if you're putting less than 20% down on your home, you are required to have PMI with most mortgage companies. And that can add anywhere to $100 to $200 a month to your mortgage.
So there's some pretty awesome incentives right now.
There are. We're even working with where people also have found issues is in their student loans because there's so many out there. Right now we have a program that will forgive medical student loans, so they're not counting against them when they're trying to
that is huge.
Get approved.
Yeah, that's really,
right.
That is huge. You're absolutely right. And that was, you know, they're becoming more regulated and controlled in the terms of incentives that they're giving to kind of lower the bar or raise the bottom to hit those of us who might experience some financial challenges, but we're going to stay away from the stuff that got us in trouble with the subprime market.
Gosh, I certainly hope so. Yeah. I think I'm hoping everybody learned their lesson.
Mm-hmm. And correct me if I'm wrong. Does Coldwell Banker not also have a mortgage division?
There is a mortgage company that works with Coldwell Banker. Mm-hmm. It is part of the subsidiary, and it's called Legacy Mortgage.
Wonderful. And so are they the broker that you guys use, or does each realtor kind of have
each
their own?
Each realtor will use their own relationships. I work with somebody at Legacy Mortgage. Mm-hmm. But not all of their products fit my clients.
Right.
So then I also have other vendors that I can bring to the table, mortgage vendors, mortgage companies that can help our clients achieve what they need to get done.
So that's a lot of what you do then.
Patty I'm a matchmaker.
Patty was talking about the fact that you earned her business, and you're making me realize I've never purchased a home before. We're not in a position to do that. My wife has some health issues, and we kind of have to. We're just not quite to the point yet where that's an investment that we're prepared to make. But when I do, what I seem to understand, and Patty, correct me if I'm wrong, is that she's suggesting what options are best for you, maybe finding something in the area that you love. Tell me what your experience was.
I think the thing that I loved the most from somebody who just recently moved here, right, was that when you move to a new place, you don't know what the best areas are, right? You just really don't know. And one of the things I really liked about her was not only was she telling me about each area, but she had knowledge, lots of knowledge about each area. And she was willing to, I mean, literally, I can't tell you how many places we've gone to lunch in all the different areas. She showed me all the places that the locals know that you really don't know.
Really
I love that.
Smart strategy.
I've lived here for 25 years,
yeah.
You know, so I know all the little nooks and crannies and sometimes the funky little side places to go.
And she asks questions like, where do you like to shop? What kind of restaurants do you like?
Right.
The things that we really do want to be by where we live, right?
Yeah, I've lived in some great neighborhoods throughout the city of Albuquerque. Old Town is one of them. It is not close to any resources. It would take us 20 minutes to get to the grocery store. We love where we live.
Oh, no, there's the Lowe's on Lomas and 12th Street that just got remodeled a few years ago. It's stunning. If you haven't been in there, it's gorgeous.
Before it got remodeled, it was not a place that you wanted to shop.
Well, I lived at the Albuquerque Country Club, and that was where we went.
That's where we lived as well.
It loves Knob Hill.
Yeah, that's where we lived as well. And the ACC neighborhood is amazing.
It is.
We love living there. It's close to Tingley, you know, to the beach and to, you know, some parks and the zoo, and there was a ton of great stuff around there. So the neighborhood was wonderful.
We have a beach.
But access to resources was not phenomenal.
It just depends on what's important to you.
Yeah,
if you want a walking neighborhood, you know, you're going to look at the Old Town area, the downtown area, or Knob Hill.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right.
If you want to walk to all of your things and you want some place to go to walk to have coffee and your idea of getting in a car and driving for 10 minutes or 15 minutes is not your idea of a good time, then those are the areas you need to be in.
So you've got to be a local or at least very well informed about the local neighborhoods and the resources. You also have to kind of have a good understanding of your client's financial profile, what their needs are in terms of that, what incentives can work in their favor. You've got to know a lot. It's not just you're not just matchmaking the person with their home. There's so much more that goes into providing a good service.
There's a whole team of us that work together to make sure that our clients end up where they really truly want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she's involved in the community, and that community involvement has helped her to really know that as well.
So tell me about your community engagement.
I am a Rotarian, and I'm with the Del Norte Rotary Club.
Oh, Del Norte's a great group. You guys are very active.
We are, and I am lucky enough to be a board member, and I'm... I'm in charge of all the parties.
Oh, yeah.
We do a lot of fun stuff. And we give back so much to our local community, mm-hmm. which really is awesome.
So tell folks, if they're listening, how they can get involved with Del Norte Rotary, because I've presented to your group multiple times. And you guys have been right. very good in terms of support. So if someone's active in a nonprofit locally and they would like to engage the Rotary in some way, what do they do?
They can reach out on our – they can go to our webpage. And find names and numbers, and feel free to reach out to anybody on the board. We also have some public relations people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because your model is once a month, a local nonprofit or community group can come in and present to you guys.
Easily.
And talk about what we do and how we could use your support. I think you guys supported us at our golf tournament a couple years.
Well, and we also honor our police officers. Once mm-hmm. a month, the officers of the month are brought in for lunch, and we award them with a lunch gift certificate or a gift certificate to pay to PF Chang's.
And that's a good one.
Well, and then at the end of the year, we put all their names in a hat, and we draw two $5,000 travel gift certificates for them
wow.
and give that to them.
I didn't know you guys did that.
It's, you know, it's a great way to say thank you mm-hmm. to our men and women in blue.
Good work. We appreciate that very much. Okay, so we're wrapping up the interview. Monica Myers, tell everybody how they can reach you again.
You can reach me at Monica. You can reach me on the Coldwell Banker website. Mm-hmm. You can reach me at my email address, which is Moni, M-O-N-I, Myers@gmail.com. You can reach me on my cell phone, 274-2350. You can look me up on the web. One thing I will guarantee you is if you reach out, you will be, I will return your call.
And social media too. Let's not forget social media. We all have to be talking about
social media. Find me at Knob Hill Homes on Facebook. And you can find me at Moni Sells ABQ on Facebook.
Oh, that's a good one. Moni Sells ABQ and Knob Hill Homes. Those are some great handles. All right, folks, you're listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. Reach out to Monica Myers if you need some support finding a house. And we'll be right back with our final guest for the day. Go Local Boom is having a great time this morning on 1050 KTBL. We thank you for joining us because we're talking about a lot of great businesses and resources in the community this morning. Huh, Patty?
We absolutely are. This is the Women's Power Hour again.
It's turned out for the last few weeks in a row to be the Women's Power Hour, and I'm good with that. I need a lot of powerful women around me. You guys help me to be better, as do we all. That's what Go Local Boom is about, right? Supporting other local businesses as a connection point, as a resource, business to business or business to consumer. We want you to support local businesses, and everybody that comes in and interviews has some story about how they engage the local community and what they've got going on to make Albuquerque better. You know, one of our earlier guests, Big Brothers Big Sisters, was in here, and you know, they're unfortunately, I think it's become a habit for people in Albuquerque to talk about, you know, the worst statistics that Albuquerque, you know, ranks for, where how we're in the lowest for the things we don't want to be and in the highest for the lowest in the things we want to rank for and the highest for the things we don't want to rank for. But Albuquerque ranks for some pretty awesome statistics as well, especially business.
And I really think it's really great that that you and Vince with Rocket Box SEO, you're all about ranking, and he stepped right up and became first person to be involved in their initiative. So I thought that was really awesome. I was glad I was here to experience it.
I think Big Brothers Big Sisters has a great model, and I should have gotten involved sooner. Didn't have the time, but I'm making the time now because, you know, again, I believe that my personal success is directly relative to my level of service to my community.
Certainly leads into what we're going to talk about now.
Yep, exactly. So we want to introduce to you all Susan Swafford of Core Advantage LLC. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good.
How are you?
I'm very good, thanks. I'm excited that you're here. Okay, so tell all of our listeners what CORE stands for.
CORE stands for Cultivating Opportunities That Result in Excellence.
Cultivating Opportunities That Result in Excellence. Okay, tell me what that means.
It starts with the core of who the person is. So when we can reach down into the core of who that person is and pull out the strengths that she has mm-hmm. and then align those strengths with the passions and the purpose that she has, mm-hmm. then we pack it with principles to apply. And when we do all of that, then she cultivates opportunities that result in excellence.
I love this. It kind of reminds me of something that I'm big on in that Simon Sinek Starts With Why. Is that something that you've read?
I have.
Yeah. So Gotta Love Starts With Why. If you're listening and you haven't read that book or are aware of that philosophy, check it out. It has helped me. It revolutionized my perspective.
The TEDx talk is.
Yeah. Simon Sinek did a great TEDx talk. He also has a pretty funny spiel about millennials.
He sure does.
Yeah. So somebody that I follow. But I love those core values that you talk about. If we don't know why we want to do something, what makes us tick, we're going to be much less effective. And when I sat with somebody and worked through determining my why and the how and the what, it really changed the way that I look at every engagement with another person, whether they're a client or not. So this sounds really exciting. This is one of many different programs that you've created for women to help them to achieve an understanding of themselves and succeed in doing so. If somebody were interested in this, how do they find you? Because you said, so it starts with, you know, helping them dig to the core of who they are. But how do you come in contact with them in the first place?
Well, there is a group that I have, a meetup group. It's called WIN, mm-hmm. Women Investors Network. And what it is,
you've got some great analogies, some great acronyms, right?
She has a great marketing person.
CORE and WIN. So the Women Investors Network?
Women Investors Network. So it's about investing in life, business, and community. I'm a firm believer that if you have your life on track, then that's going to positively impact your business. And when you can impact your business, you can be a big influence into the community.
Agreed. We love that. I'm glad that you're on the show this morning. Okay, so tell us a little bit more about how did you come up with these ideas? Are you the founder of both WIN and CORE?
I am. And, you know, everybody has a story, right? And so life just open doors for me to do this. So I had quit corporate world a long time ago, raised my kids, that whole thing. And now it's my time to move forward in the passions that I have. I just talked to somebody recently. She's in her 60s, and she had said, I'm still trying to find out where my place is in this world. And personally, I think that's, on one end, it's kind of a sad thing to realize that you're that old and you don't know what your purpose is.
But I feel like I can really relate to that, though. I'm half that age, and I still don't feel like I've really grown up. I still feel there are times when there's that level of that, just that voice in the back of my head, like, what am I getting myself into? Do I really know how to do this?
And I also think that where the magic happens, too, which is what I really love when Susan explained it to me, but when you can really align your passion with your skill set, because mm-hmm. Many times we just have one but not the other, right?
Right.
But the magic really happens when you can align them together, and she helps you to really figure that out. And I think that is something we all really need.
Well, and obviously a strong community of other women who are on the same path around you. That helps, right? They say that you are the sum total of the people that you spend the most time with. And when you
Definitely.
Can spend time with people that are also motivated to be the best they can possibly be, then that's a great thing. And yeah, it is sad that at 60, she's still, you know, maybe she lived her life for her family or for her job or
right.
for somebody else and never really had that passion because it was I think it's a pretty progressive perspective, right?
It is.
It's a very modern approach to life.
The thing that I find really awesome now, on one side, it can be, that's kind of sad, she's in her 60s. But on the flip side of that, it's really exciting mm-hmm. because all of those years before, she was getting involved in what she needed to be doing, mm-hmm. whatever that was, raising kids or whatever. But now, it's never too late. So my hero, this is going to sound kind of silly, but my hero is Colonel Sanders.
Tell me why.
The reason is because he was in his 50s when he was forced into retirement. And when he was living in that, then he realized, okay, I don't like the income I'm making.
Yep.
I don't like the lifestyle I have.
And
I
he
have
was also shot down by multiple different investors.
It time took a thousand.
And time and time again, 1,000 meetings before he finally
right.
found someone that would back him. And
so
look at it now.
In his 60s is when the whole Kentucky Fried Chicken mm-hmm. thing started flourishing. It went all across the nation. It went into Canada. And so to me, that is like, okay, I had these chapters over here
yep.
and this is where I lived and that's okay, but now I have this new chapter.
Yep.
So it doesn't matter how old you are,
it's a different
season.
You still
have the opportunity
yep.
to live out that passion that you have.
I believe in that as well, for a reason, for a season, or for a lifetime. The things that I did prior to now did not fulfill me the way that the things that I do today do, but each of those things taught me a little bit about what I need to do now. And
it
made me the person that I am. I do not regret the past. And it's a good, you know, learning experience as long as you have that perspective. You may not be happy about the position that you're in or the job that you have or even your relationship right now, but you can learn something from it and do something to change it if you're so inclined.
Right.
So one of the things I love about Susan, in the time that I've got to know her, one of the things I really love about her is that her core, right? Because she does all these things for other people, but at her core, there was something that she really, really wanted to do. And I think that it really took a lot to step up and be able to do the things that you want that are in your core. So it's not only that she's helping others, but through really being able to develop that in herself, she's able to do something else that she really, really loves.
Is it Kung Fu? No, not Kung Fu.
No.
Tell us about that.
It's gym.
Oh, I was close. So you like to work out?
I do like to work out, but this is a different kind of gym.
Different kind of gym. So not a guy named Jim and not the gymnasium that I was thinking of, but GYM, another awesome acronym is coming, isn't it? I feel it coming. Tell us what GYM is.
I like acronyms.
No, they work. They really work.
GYM is God, you, and money.
Okay.
So it is spiritual answers for financial, it's spiritual answers and exercises for financial strength and sustainability. So we've been living in a financial system that is absolutely broken.
Agreed.
Right? And a lot of people don't know how to get out of that.
Mm-hmm.
So we have those answers. And so we come alongside people and show them what those answers are.
There are a couple of different organizations in the community. The Life Money Center is one of those. They're a for-profit organization. But then you've got Mike Cosgrove and his community. What is the name of their... the Money Academy. Mike Cosgrove has the Money Academy, and his whole message is the same. To make you a better steward of God's money, of the resources that you have access to and the reason that you have them, and what are you going to do with them, right? So this sounds like a very similar protocol. And is this for anybody that you come in contact in the community, or specifically for the women that are a part of the Women Investors Network and the CORE program?
It's part of CORE, depending on the program that they sign up for, mm-hmm. but it's for anybody in the community too, because my husband and I both do that together.
Yeah, that's an important thing. So Mike and his wife do it together too. I ought to introduce you guys because it sounds like you have some really interesting similarities in common.
Another resource.
It's always great to have as many resources, mm-hmm. as you can. Okay, so tell us a little bit more about how... I think this is an interesting topic for a lot of people, because a lot of people are stuck living on credit cards, don't know how to get out of the debt that they're in, and don't really know how to budget. I think a lot of people don't really live within their means. And man, budgeting, there's magic in the budget if you can just live by it.
Yeah, there is. And I recently did a 30-day challenge with the women in the Women Investors Network. So whoever wanted to sign up for that, we have a secret Facebook group and whatnot. But I had a daily action for them every single day, because the majority of people don't even have $1,000 in emergency fund money. So if you don't have $1,000 in emergency fund money and your tires blow and that sucks up all of your money, what are you going to do for the tomorrow, right?
Right.
If you don't have that, how are you going to pay just unexpected bills, or how are you even going to plan for retirement? You can't.
Right.
So there's a process to go through, and I think we have seriously lacked in this country with teaching people a true and sustainable financial education.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of what we do too, because my husband and I have such a heart to help people have true and sustainable growth in their lives, in their businesses, in their finances. But they're not going to have that unless they can grasp the foundation first.
It's very difficult to be happy with the position that you're in at work, or happy with the home that you live in, if you're constantly under financial duress. So I can definitely understand the value. And thank you so much for creating that protocol. So you've got a high level of service in your life. Are you happy?
I'm very happy. I think the way I see it is I don't know how many days left of my life,
mm-hmm.
right? And so I want to live each of those days to my fullest,
mm-hmm.
and benefiting other people
yep.
in whatever way that I can.
Yep, I'm a firm believer that your happiness and your success are a direct reflection of the level of service that you invest your time in. So,
absolutely.
It was great to meet you. So, yeah, Patty, you do a lot of that stuff too. You're always helping somebody.
I just think that it's really giving to others really always comes back, never in the way you think it will, right? So you just give and you don't worry about how you're going to get it back. Just
it's an interesting, you know, it's an act of selflessness, but you know there's going to be some kind of return. So it's kind of, you know, there's a dichotomy there. But it's true. I know that although it's a selfless, altruistic act, that at some point my life is going to improve because I've done a good job. Okay, Susan, give everybody your contact information one more time.
Well, you can reach me on Meetup or at my website at Your Core Advantage or social media, Susan D. Swafford. You can also email me at Susan@YourCoreAdvantage.com.
Susan, it was great to have you in today. Thank you so much for what you're doing in our community. Folks, you are listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. We'll be right back with your wrap-up. Welcome back to the Go Local Boom wrap-up on 1050 KTBL. We had a lot of great guests this morning. Patty, let's talk about everybody that we had in here. So Big Brothers Big Sisters, they're on a 60 Men in 60 Days mission. So I think I was the first to sign up for the initiative. It launches on the 15th, but basically they say 70% of the enrollees in their program who need a mentor or who need help because they don't have the best resources or the best access to good people in their lives, 70% of the people that come into Big Brothers Big Sisters, the children, are men.
That really surprised me. Did it surprise you?
It surprised me. And only 30% of their volunteers, if that, are men. So these young...
That didn't surprise me as much.
So these children, these boys, don't have very many mentors or big brothers to go to a baseball game with or to, you know, learn how to do, you know, mechanic, change the oil or change a tire on a car. They're typically living in single parent households and they don't have a male influence. So men, if you're listening, please reach out to Big Brothers Big Sisters New Mexico. I'm signing up today. I'm going to volunteer.
I thought one of the things she said that I really loved, that I thought really made a lot of sense, is do you really, if you're looking for an excuse to go fishing or right or
do you really need an excuse to
that's
go
right.
fishing?
Yeah. Really, you know, take somebody with you. How great, what are you doing for that boy that may never have had that experience, right? So that's great. Go shoot some hoops.
Yep. Yeah, I've got a 13-year-old niece. She spends the weekends with me. I've got a 17-year-old stepson. He spends the weekends with us as well. It's a great time for us to introduce them to being of service to their community and being of service to others. So I think this is a really good fit. I'm excited about the opportunity. Guys, if you're listening, they really could use your support. Okay, so, and then Monica Myers, she's awesome, huh?
She's an amazing realtor, amazing.
Yeah,
and she's of service,
cool.
too. Really of service, I think, to the community, not just as realtors. So I love that.
Yeah, Monica Myers is on the Coldwell Banker Legacy team. She's an awesome realtor. I had a lot she had a lot of great stuff in the interview to talk about, but she's also the events planner for the Del Norte Rotary, and they are, I happen to know from my previous experience in the nonprofit sector, that they're one of the most active Rotary clubs in the community. So.
And one of the things you might not know, because we didn't really get a chance to talk about it, is that Susan is also, our third guest, is also a Rotarian, and she, at hers, she's at the Rotary for Albuquerque, and she is in charge of the speakers. So
that's
she's
wonderful.
On the speaker committee, so that's kind of exciting.
Yeah, so if anybody wants to get in front of one of the Rotary clubs in the community, reach out to Susan Swafford or Monica Myers, and they were a previous guest on the show today. About everything that Susan does is in some way, you know, a community resource or
altruistic total win.
In some way. Yeah,
it's total,
a total win. No pun intended.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so all of that is pretty good. That gives us a little bit of time. So we highlighted each of our guests. Let's talk about social media ABQ.
Of which both of our guests, Monica and Susan, will be there. And, of course, Rocketbox SEO is one of our sponsors, and they are going to be there as well.
And I think we recruited Big Brothers Big Sisters because it's an important way. Social media has to be something that they're using to engage volunteers. And if not, you know, I know why they don't have enough men. We could target a social media strategy for Big Brothers Big Sisters. I'm going to talk to them about helping them out with that. But
I think that's really great. Yeah. So for Social Media Day, the update on that is we are almost sold out of tickets. We only have 32 tickets left.
Where can they buy tickets if they want one?
socialmediaabq.com. Mm-hmm. So only 32 tickets left. That's really great. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited to have you and that you're going to speak on our panel too. So that's going to be really great.
Yeah, you guys, it's just such a wonderful opportunity. It's funny. I've been getting, feedback or compliments from my friends and family lately on, God, what do you mean Social Media Day at Albuquerque? And you're going to be there, a panel speaker. You're always involved in everything. And I don't feel like I'm involved in everything. I feel like I'm missing out on a lot of opportunities in this community. And when people talk, about in a negative way about Albuquerque, sometimes it's not the best place to live. And yes, the crime rate is high, but man, get out there and do something about it. Stop complaining, take some action, improve your community and the community around you. If you want it to be a better place, it starts with you.
And social media is definitely a place where you can get your voice heard, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's my point is that yes, why wouldn't Rocketbox SEO? Why wouldn't Go Local Boom? Why wouldn't I be involved in Social Media Day? I'm going to meet some amazing people. We're going to get to promote all of the community resources and the community businesses that come in here on Go Local Boom. It's a win-win.
Exactly. And we're glad to have you there.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm really glad that you got with the mayor to create the event and to get the proclamation signed. This is going to be the first year. We're going to get a lot of great photos.
History in the making.
A lot of great engagement. We're grateful to you, Patty, for coming to our community and putting it together. I'm really excited to be working
with you. Thank you so much. Socialmediaabq.com.
Yep. Okay. So, I think we've done a good job of covering everybody. Let's make sure that anybody that wants to reach out to you for your support knows how to reach you.
That would be pattyformer.com, Patty with a
marketing magician, fairly new to Albuquerque, but is already a staple in our business community. We're lucky to have you. Thanks, Patty.
Thank you.
Okay. So I'm a big fan. Socialmediaabq.com. You guys check it out. Go Local Boom is brought to you by Rocketbox SEO. Give them a call if you need some help online, 505-453-9595. We want to thank Cumulus Media for their support of Go Local Boom. You are listening to the Go Local Boom Radio Hour on 1050 KTBL. We'll see you next week.